Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Red light cameras, they will soon go online this month at 4 of San Jose's most dangerous intersections. KCBS's Shannon Golden tells us city leaders hope the new tech will encourage drivers to slow down and in turn save lives.
The cameras will go up at Lee Avenue and Parkmore Avenue, Keys Street and South 3rd Street, South Boscombe Avenue and Camden Avenue, and Monterey Road and Branham Lane. Here's Mayor Matt Mahan.
Just that stretch of Monterey Highway has seen 58 deaths or serious injuries, people hospitalized with life-altering injuries since 2020.
Red light running is the second highest contributing factor to traffic deaths and severe injuries in the city.
And we can't station a police officer at every intersection in the city all day long. So we're using technology. These red light cameras are in use in many other cities around the country and around the world, and they're highly effective.
Critics of the cameras question if the pilot program is simply a cash grab by the city, but Mahan says,
"We will be lucky if we are break even. Our goal is to change behavior, make our roads safer, reduce accidents, and ensure that our local laws are being enforced."
The cameras will start with a 60-day warning period on October 13th. Shannon Golden, KCBS.
With several major professional sporting events headed to the South Bay next year, health officials want to be prepared in case of a mass casualty incident. KCBS's Jennifer Hodges reports from O'Connor Hospital in San Jose.
A training exercise here at O'Connor Hospital has people yelling for help. It's a specific scenario playing out.
We were practicing. A bomb was detonated at Levi's Stadium. There was a chemical substance that was released.
Sheila Tuna is the service line director for the disaster preparedness program for Santa Clara Valley Health.
Critically injured are coming to the hospital covered in a substance.
Marion Vaugh is an RN here at O'Connor Hospital. We asked her about the adrenaline involved when it's a training exercise.
You know what? I'm a registered nurse in the emergency department. So, I mean, adrenaline, I am an adrenaline junkie.
The exercise involved decontamination suits and a triage for an emergency treatment area.
Just think the better prepared we are, the better outcomes that we're going to have.
At O'Connor Hospital in San Jose, Jennifer Hodges, KCBS.
Some employees at the Department of Education are saying their automatic out-of-office email responses have been changed to include wording that blames the Democrats for the government shutdown. Following the shutdown, these employees, who wish to remain anonymous, were furloughed. They tell CBS News their emails had statements that they did not approve of. One of them read, quote, "Thank you for contacting me. Unfortunately, Democratic senators are blocking the passage of H.R. 5371 in the Senate, which has led to a lapse in appropriations. Due to the lapse in appropriations, I am currently in furlough status. I will respond to emails once the government functions resume." One person was killed this morning in a shooting in West Oakland. This happened around 4:45 on Myrtle Street. Officers arrived on scene. They saw evidence of a shooting, but no victim or shooter. They later found out the victim showed up at the hospital where they died. No word on what caused that gunfire. One of the most beloved comic strips with a Bay Area connection turns 75 years old today. KCBS's Kathy Whitman reports on plans for celebrating.
Charles Schulz first created the popular comic strip Peanuts on October 2, 1950. The first strip featured Charlie Brown, Shermie, and another character named Patty. He then moved to Santa Rosa 16 years later, where he continued to draw the beloved characters we've all come to love.
He added Linus and Lucy, Peppermint Patty and Marcy.
Not to mention the beloved Snoopy, who took on a life of its own. Benjamin Clark, curator of the Charles Schulz Museum in Santa Rosa, says Schulz also included the names of famous people in his strip, some he wanted to meet.
He thought, boy, I bet I would really like to meet Billie Jean King, and he included her name in the strip. And of course, at that point, Peanuts is so popular that everyone Billie Jean King knew was calling and telling her, hey, have you read Peanuts today?
And that forged a lifelong friendship. The museum is celebrating all month with giveaways, lectures, and
cartoonists doing lessons on how to draw the characters.
And even hugs from Snoopy. Kathy Whitman, KCBS.
Hugs from Snoopy. San Francisco is about to get a new public school on the east side next year. School district officials announcing that Mission Bay School will first open with pre-K, transitional kindergarten, and then other grades phased in over the next couple years. Ground was broken in 2022, just 2 years after the city school board considering closing 11 schools due to declining enrollment. Meanwhile, parents in the area are worried about phasing in higher grade levels over time, since it means current older elementary school students won't have a chance to attend the new school. The four-story Mission Bay School will eventually enroll nearly 450 students through the fifth grade. Sticking with the weather forecast, it's been dark and rainy last couple days, and we're coming out of the first winter storm of the season, but clearer skies, they are coming. Here's KCBS's Rebecca Goodian.
And that wet weather should clear out completely in time for the weekend. There's been a lot of, we'll say, intense drizzle for the last few days, especially in the North Bay. Not a ton of rain, but it was enough to wet the ground, and that's good news for areas prone to wildfires.
It's going to put a damper on our offshore winds that are expected in the higher elevations across the Bay Area this upcoming weekend. So we're not completely out of fire danger yet, but it is definitely helping improve the conditions.
That's Roger Goss, meteorologist from the National Weather Service. We spoke to him earlier today about this cold front, which came from the Gulf of Alaska yesterday, and it's going to stick around a little bit longer.
By the time we head into Friday, we're expecting drier conditions, and we're going to start a warming trend up through the weekend.
It'll be in the 70s here in San Francisco, drier and warmer everywhere. A little cooler on the coast, warmer and sunnier inland. All great news for your outdoor plans this weekend. And for the long-term forecast?
We're off to a good start. In the long term, we're looking for near normal temperatures and near normal precipitation returning to the region.
Rebecca.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kagoody on KCBS.
Getting word that Ohlone College campus in Fremont has now lifted a lockdown. This started around 1 o'clock today when police got a report that someone had a weapon on campus. An emergency alert to shelter in place was issued. The college has not given any updates on the suspect, but the lockdown is no longer in effect. Next month, researchers from Purdue are set to travel to the South Pacific to see if a visual anomaly on a remote island near Kiribati is the wreck of Amelia Earhart's plane. Scientists say there is very strong evidence that it is. Now, Earhart was trying to become the first female pilot to circle the world when she and her navigator disappeared over the Pacific in July of 1937. Their bodies nor the Electra 10E plane were ever found. In 2020, researchers looking at satellite imagery found a visual anomaly in a lagoon on a small island halfway between Australia and Hawaii. It's about 400 miles southeast of Earhart's planned destination. Skeptics say they've looked in that spot before and they haven't found anything. Last year, an expedition team captured a sonar image in the Pacific that appeared to resemble Earhart's plane resting at the bottom of the sea. Turned out to be a rock formation. A quinceañera planner based in San Jose has been charged with multiple counts of felony grand theft after allegedly stealing thousands of dollars from local families who hired him to plan their celebrations. The DA's office in Santa Clara County announcing charges against 51-year-old Juan Martin Gaspar, who is also known as Juan Martin Barcenas. Gaspar ran the company VIP events and was described by prosecutors as a well-known planner for the elaborate coming-of-age celebrations for a girl's 15th birthday. Gaspar allegedly took what was described as large fees from the families and did not pay vendors, who provided everything from decorated venues to food. He was arraigned on September 25th and ordered not to work as an event planner. While the case is pending, he is out of custody on $100,000 bail. His next court appearance is scheduled for December 2nd.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.